I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. You go
right. All right, it's already feisty up in the studio.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's okay. Chris Roebling and
I'm thinking about bringing in a UN force to stand between us tonight, Justin.
Bringing in Christopher Walken.
The mics are not even hot yet, and these guys are getting at each other. Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling join us every Monday night here on The Download.
It's because the Democrats are just so dedicated to obstructing progress.
And because the Republicans are all afraid of the Donald's tweets.
I'm not afraid of his tweets.
I don't
have any problem with his tweets. No, I mean, this is truly amazing times. You were going through the rundown. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, why don't we start with the appeal, the Department of Justice, which was expected, that goes through the proper channels, didn't have to do any tweets.
Hang on there, big fella.
Well, let's talk about this. A judge in Washington State rules against the travel ban. The Department of Justice files legal briefing. They appeal. Is this destined to be another one of the cases where it heads up to the Supreme Court, like everything Obama did?
It absolutely will wind up in the Supreme Court. I don't think anybody has any doubt about that. What was really interesting, though, about the George W. Bush appointed judge that issued this stay out on the West Coast was that if you watched his the interplay between him and the government's lawyers, he said, look, can you show me any evidence where anybody from any of these countries has committed a terrorist act, has been arrested, has been just give me something. And she basically told the judge, it's none of your business, and she doesn't know anyway. And then he said, look, I need a rational basis. That's a legal concept. You need a rational basis. He said, and you've given me nothing. You've given me no facts here. I have no rational basis to conclude that the government was right to impose this ban. Hmm. So, look, I don't. Generally speaking, the judiciary defers to the president when it comes to issues of national security. So if at the end of the day they don't, it frankly will be a surprise.
What do you think of how this has played out, Chris?
Well, I think that the immigration order is fully legal and constitutional and will be affirmed in time. It should not have been the subject of a stay because there, David is talking about the judge searching around. The judge is going well beyond any precedent relative to his inquiry because these national security issues are of their nature classified. And so he's asking the government lawyer to say something in court, which is not supposed to be said anywhere in public.
No.
And hold on a second, David. Just you had your attempt to misrepresent what's going on. Now I have to straighten it out.
Now you get to misrepresent it because that's not at all what happened in that courtroom.
So what you're talking about here is extremely settled law about the power of the president, whether it was Barack Obama who stopped immigration on a temporary basis from Iraq, right after he took office some 8 years ago, this week, last week.
Actually, they stopped processing visas, but that's another story.
Because of the Bowling Green massacre,
we've stopped processing visas, too.
No, you stopped immigration.
Well, we have stopped processing visas as well, David. You might want to catch up with what's going on. So what we're talking about here is a very rationally based review of our procedures and a very targeted and a very religion-neutral sort of program.
Except if you're a Christian.
Where we're saying to those governments, you have not been giving us enough information. We need more information. We need to check our own procedures to get information that we know who it is that we're letting into the United States.
I read on CNN today the concept that there may be some trouble brewing with the White House based on the past comments that Donald Trump has made before he was president. There's an article about sort of establishing some sort of anti-Muslim rhetoric or anti-cause for a travel ban as opposed to national security. Is that something that plays in the play?
Yes, it will be a problem. You will see that Rudy Giuliani tape where Rudy Giuliani says he was asked by the president to find a legal way to implement his Muslim ban. You will find that in court, and it is absolutely legitimate point of inquiry. And, everybody likes to pretend nothing happened before Donald Trump actually was sworn in, but the reality is because Donald Trump made that big stink about the Muslim ban and stood by it again and again and again and again.
It's absolutely not true, David. It didn't stand by it again and again and again.
He did stand by it. Where were you in the campaign?
I'm sorry. After December 2015, he never repeated the Muslim ban statement.
Yes, he did. He just didn't repeat it in those exact words.
Well, you might want to get your story straight before you go on the air and disinform the public.
Muslim ban was repeated again and again and again and again.
This is why the administration used a list that was produced by Valerie Jarrett on her own, acting individually with no authority. No, I'm kidding. This is why they used a Barack Obama list of the six countries plus the seventh, because that is absolutely crystal clear. The Obama administration did go through an exhaustive process. The Trump administration inherited that process, and they said, you know what, we're not stopping people from Morocco. We're not anti-Muslim. We're not going to Indonesia. We're not going to Malaysia. We're not going to India, which has one of the largest Muslim populations in the world. We are very finely targeted to countries cannot meet our information requirement to keep the United States safe.
But we will give you a preference if you're a Christian. That is what the president of the United States said on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
That is not what is said in the EO, and you
it
know
is what
that,
he
or
said.
You haven't read
Can
it.
Can I slide my body between you guys?
No.
Go right like that?
Stop that.
No, it's interesting. We had a Robert Pape, we had Dr. Pape on from University of Chicago. He had a study about the American face of ISIS. This was on Friday. He talked about they were doing this exhaustive study. It had nothing to do with the Trump ban,
right.
Anything.
Right.
And they were able to pinpoint
this
that
this is a lone wolf study.
Yes, absolutely. And the University of Chicago, and they said there is no case in any of the terrorism attacks that they're looking at that are coming from those countries. It's mostly homegrown. And that the Department of Justice and the United States has to rethink the way they're approaching it.
Except the massacre at Bowling Green. I mean, the massacre at Bowling Green, those terrorists all came from those seven countries.
What we're...
Fake news.
Fake news is an issue for the Democrats more than it is for the Republicans. But I want to say what we are talking about here is, and with all due respect to Professor Pape and his colleagues and the University of Chicago and the other places where that lone wolf study emanated, from which that study emanated, I want to tell you that the president of the United, whether it's Barack Obama, George Bush, or Donald Trump, has plenary authority with respect to immigration, with respect to national defense. And I don't care what George Bush's appointee in Seattle thinks or feels or whatever, it's not going to stand. The stay will not stand, and this EO is going to be implemented.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, we'll take a quick break. We'll do more Touche. We got to talk fake news. Touché. The media in the crosshairs once again tonight. We will continue with Chris and Dave here on The Download. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Time for Touche, part two. 630 says, ask your guests, Chris, if Trump thinks Obama was such an abomination, then why is his cabinet using his intel?
Obviously, the guy doesn't know about the Trump-Obama relationship, in which Trump, even just yesterday before the Super Bowl, was talking about how they've actually, despite the fact that he says, Trump was vicious towards him in the campaign. Obama was better at campaigning against me than Hillary was. He was vicious towards me. We get together. None of that matters. Yeah. We talk about what's best for America. And the fact is that there are these products of intelligence and analysis that are pretty weighty. And I think the Trump administration, David won't say this because he's partisan and he's ideological. But the truth is that the Trump administration deserves a hell of a lot of credit for not making this stuff up as it goes along, but for coming into office and saying, what's right for America? How are we going to protect ourselves? And tailoring it to the...
Well, the New York
Justin, I'm sorry. I didn't bring my waiters tonight. I don't know if I can handle that much crap being leveled in the studio.
That's the level
and by
of
the
your
way,
argument.
And by
David,
the way, he did not respond, for the record, he did not respond to 630's point, which is if Obama's was so bad...
No.
You have said for the last 8 years how horrible the Obama administration... That is 630's point.
I didn't
point.
Get elected president, okay?
Yeah.
I think
thank
Obama's
God for the Republic.
Okay.
Although,
flash.
Frankly, you would have been better than
I'm
Donald Trump.
Here, thank you very much, but I'm sitting here with you guys.
Low bar.
All right, let's talk about the ticket item tonight,
man.
Fake news, but the media as well. Donald Trump today talking in Tampa, Florida. He says that the media, for whatever reason, doesn't want to cover terrorism. There's a lot of stories they don't cover. They were forced to put out a list. It was leaked to CNN. There's a list of 78 different attacks that some in here are San Bernardino and mentioned, but there are some in here that are from Algeria or from Saudi Arabia. There's Abu Dhabi, knife attacks, things like that.
Okay, here. Look, there is no question that there are some religious fanatics out there, or some of them might be secular fanatics who are operating under a cloak of religion, who have declared war on us and who wish us ill and are going to take any opportunity to harm our allies, like in Paris and in Amsterdam and all, you know, Belgium, et cetera, the Turkish airport, and us here in the United States. Okay, that's going on. Now, it's also true that you've got a better chance of being knocked over by lightning out here on Michigan Avenue than you do of being killed in
the terrorist. Why is Donald Trump really grilling in on the media? Why does he have to, in that speech, talk about the dishonest media not covering these?
Here's a good reason. There's a tremendous analysis out today on the Federalist website that picks apart 16 totally false, huge news articles since Trump was elected that had zero basis in fact. And they came out from reporters at mainstream press outlets.
It's articles, also tweets. It's
right.
It's
there were tweets
of,
and articles,
yeah,
and
people
and
making
follow-ups,
mistakes, deletes, things
and,
like
and
that.
And you'd have somebody come out with somebody saying transgender kids are committing suicide now that Trump has gotten elected. Turned out there was never any basis to that. It was completely made up. And when they finally issued the retraction, nobody covered it. But it had already gone out to 20,000 retweets, meaning it was in every newsroom in America.
Okay. I have to ask Chris. Go ahead.
This is what David's people are trafficking in because they cannot deal with reform of the federal behemoth that grew under Obama.
Justin, this is a Trumpian level distraction in an attempt to avoid talking about how Donald Trump put moral equivalency between the United States and the United States leaders and Vladimir Putin. And he's done it again and again and again and again. He did it during the campaign. He did it again last night. And most Republicans I know, most real Republicans I know, are absolutely outraged that Vladimir Putin is being compared to the U.S. and is and his list of dozens and dozens of enemies and journalists who've been killed with polonium is somehow, according to Donald Trump, on the same moral plane. You know, it's an amazing thing.
David, have some
Donald
more
Trump.
Will you?
Thanks. I'm good with the chocolate.
No, the polonium.
Donald Trump.
I want to make sure you got the polonium.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Donald Trump has been spinning his way to oblivion with this stuff. Today he said any negative polling on the travel ban is fake news because it's negative and that can't be true. And by the way, this Federalist junk that Chris is talking about, I read through this article. It's a long article. And this is like right-wing fantasy land.
No, it's not.
There's one tweet
no, it's not.
That set off
his
transgender thing. I haven't heard of half
there's
of this stuff.
Wait a second. There's, that's not true. There are 16 reports out there. You go to the federal, you come to my Facebook page. There's a link to it. I think it's linked on Twitter as well. The Guardian is involved. The New York Times, New York Magazine, Politico, Reuters, New York, NBC,
a Guardian
AP,
writer sent out a tweet, and that is the lead on this Federalist article.
Beyond examples.
These guys, they've sent out tweets, and then the stories get picked up, and the
but
stories
Chris, let me
go
ask
out.
You, let me ask you this. This is
and
something
it's outrageous.
That, and it is outrageous, and I believe we've talked about on this program that there is erroneous reporting run amok. But at the same time, it is no different than what happened with President Obama, or
this
even George. I'll make it very partisan or bipartisan. Same with George W. Bush. I just feel like maybe the platforms have changed. But I mean, President Obama
what does
had
that mean? So we're supposed to accept bad reporting by the journalists?
Reporting has been with us for 30 years.
This is part of the delegitimization of President Trump.
What are you talking about? Birther. That was all about delegitimizing the president.
I
know you didn't,
I
but
never
the
talked
lot of articles.
But Donald Trump's entire claim to political fame came on the birther
but
thing.
I'm just saying, birthers, he's a Muslim.
Total hypocrisy.
There was a lot that came out. It just is. The platforms have changed. Social media has changed. There's been more activity.
You guys,
the quicker the platform, the more likely it is to have things that turn out to be untrue.
First of all,
the issue about the bust in the president's office.
That's one of the 16.
Right, it's one of the 16.
It went all over 3,000
Let's talk about that. What happened with that?
We don't have time. You wanted to talk about Russia, and I've got to denounce Russia. You wanted to talk about Russia, and you were trying to filibuster me from having any say on Russia, which I know a lot about.
Pot meet kettle.
Okay? Putin is a thug. 90% of the folks who run countries around the world where there aren't democratic elections, I got news for you, are thugs. Okay? You go to China, those guys
are thugs. So you're normalizing Putin with other thugs?
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying that he is a thug, and there are a lot more like him out there. And Trump was wrong. And he has been wrong. And it's getting to be, I agree with David, it's getting to be way past time for him to get this wrong. And I've got my solution.
Which you didn't get it right.
No, no. He is not supposed to be getting it wrong anymore. It's time for him to start getting it right.
What's the solution?
The solution is guys like Flynn and Mattis.
Flynn,
generals,
who was paid by the Russians, who was a paid consultant to Russian Times.
Keep your shirt on, would you? And have some more polonium.
Shh.
Anyway, those guys have got to sit down with Trump and say, this does not cut it anymore. You cannot do this. And he has got to get some statecraft 101 in.
Yeah, but the problem is everybody's got to ask why. Why does Donald Trump attack the Australians and the Canadians and the Mexicans and all these allies of ours? But the one guy he refuses to say a negative word on is Donald Trump, or is Vladimir Putin. And 19%. Focus on the 19% of the Russian oil company that was sold off.
Oh, my God. Talk Chris about Roebling. Fantasy
All
land
right,
left wing stock.
It was.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, Touche every Monday night.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
You guys are great tonight.